Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how David Beckham is the newest global brand ambassador for Tudor Watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk about how David Beckham, football great David Beckham, is the newest global brand ambassador for Tudor Watches. Those of you out there who don't know, David Beckham has always been, especially in the last 10 years, a huge fan of Rolex. He's often seen courtside at Laker games wearing his Rolex Deep Sea, and his wife, Posh or Victoria Beckham, is always seen wearing the Everrose Gold Daytona. So it's pretty fitting that he's the newest global brand ambassador for Tudor, because he has that worldwide appeal. I don't think any other athlete worldwide has the same kind of cachet as David Beckham. I mean, he's transcended the sport of football, aka soccer. He's transcended the world of fashion and so many other things. David Beckham is like, I mean, there was a movie, Bend It Like Beckham. I mean, he clearly has a global appeal, and he's the right demographic. He's like 42 years old. He's a year older than me, which, you know, makes me feel old and out of shape at the same time. But I don't know, he's got that cachet that people know all over the world. You know, they may not know what team he's on. They may not even know that some people may not even know that he played soccer, but they do know who David Beckham is, or they've heard the name. And for Tudor, this is great. This brings it blows the doors off of a whole new generation. A generation, actually my generation, a generation that has a strong earning capacity while knowing that they may want something quality and different, yet not too expensive. So Tudor fits that mold perfectly. And you may remember that David Beckham was a brand ambassador for Breitling not too long ago as well. In the ad campaign for Tudor, which is entitled Born to Dare, David Beckham's wearing the new Tudor Black Bay S&G, and he's also wearing the new Tudor Black Bay Chronograph, which were both released at Baselworld this year. They're in the $5,000 range, and they were probably the most well-received Tudors of the entire watch fair. But I think this is going to do good things for Tudor. I think it's going to globalize it even more. It's going to build the awareness, because again, most people don't know but Tudor is owned by Rolex. For those of you who are newbies, welcome. Tudor is a subsidiary brand of Rolex. This is kind of what I like about Tudor. It's owned by the best brand in the world, the strongest brand in the world, the brand that makes the most watches a year for the world, yet the largest independent brand in the world, and yet the average person has no idea what a Tudor is. And in a way, that's kind of nice. It flies under the radar, but yet you know its quality. It seems familiar, but it's totally different because it has its own identity. And I think David Beckham is going to do things for this brand that I don't think any other brand ambassador can do. He's a good looking guy, but he has the ability to be a rugged looking guy, and I think that's what Tudor is. Tudor is for that guy who wants to beat the crap out of his watch, wants something quality, wants something identifiable, but wants something completely unique and different, and something that stands on its own, and not afraid to own it. And I think Tudor does that so effortlessly. And we'll see over time how this partnership develops and unfolds and what it becomes. But I think this is a great start for Tudor, to sort of have an identity with a particular person, much like James Bond and Omega, or Tiger Woods or Roger Federer and Rolex. I think this is sort of opens a whole new sort of demographic and a whole new category and a whole new awareness to the brand that you know, I think has been lacking. I mean, not like for me, it's great. I love the fact that the average person has no idea what Tudor is. In a way, I love that. I love that it's the best sort of kept secret in a way, but it's not a secret. I mean, it's out there. It's been out there. They've won awards since their relaunch in 2013, the most prestigious awards. But yeah, I think the brand is evolving quite nicely, and David Beckham is going to certainly help craft that even further. So you can definitely read my article about that. I will definitely throw the link down below. Visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Please keep in mind that I do charge a consultation fee for my services. It's $150, and if you engage my services, you know, meaning afterwards, like what buying a watch or selling a watch, I apply that $150 within a year towards the purchase of your watch or towards my commission when you're trying to sell a watch. So it's really easy. It's really simple. It's definitely worth it because you do get it back when you buy a watch in a way. And you're getting advice that's actually good for you. Like the other day, I had a client who wanted a $20,000 watch, and I talked him into a $5,000 watch. And he's like, "Are you telling me that a $20,000 watch is more... it's more valuable to buy the $5,000 or $6,000 watch?" I'm like, absolutely, the $5,000 or $6,000 watch will hold its value better. That's a great example of the kind of advice that I would give to somebody looking for, depending on what it is, something very specific, but I'm always extremely honest. And for me, I don't like selling necessarily the most expensive thing. I like selling the thing that I think is best for you. My new website is launching soon. Please check it out. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna have a whole new sort of style and format. It's going to be really easy to use. On the sidebar, you're going to be able to see my Facebook Live post, so you can see me talking about these things really in real time. I mean, not exactly in real time, but in real time, more or less the same day. You can see me talking about the best brands in the world, pop culture, music, art, film, things that interest me, but it's always watch-centric. So definitely check that out. Look out for that. My podcast will be available to listen to. They're all in one place. You know, you're going to be able to buy a Kingsley 1945 watch and see the entire collection, specialty pieces that are not even on the Kingsley 1945 website. For those of you who don't know, I'm official distributor of Kingsley 1945 watches. They're built like $7,000 watches, but for under $2,000, and they're hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. And I'm proud to be a distributor for the West Coast. Definitely check out my social media platforms, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. You know, my handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are at @AmitDevHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a one and done process. Go to www.AmitDevHonda.com/sign-up. And until next time, rock on and fly back.